Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just can't.
You're for one of the projects as well?
My applicant was good, but she stepped out.
We are number five.
Hello.
Number one here is.
No, my applicant, she was here, but I think they stepped out.
Is, do we know if the one for number two is here? Do you know Chantal? Does, I don't recognize.
Yeah.
Is anyone here for CUP 1728? Which item were you, sir?
My permit is CC2 Central.
Okay. That's, so both of my applicants are here. I don't know if anybody else is there.
My applicant was here, but she stepped out.
I think they're out in the hall.
Is it here yet?
Yeah.
Will Gabby's handling the track projects?
Okay, well, I'll follow the lead. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a concern, especially right now.
Are we good to go to him?
Yes.
Okay, Steph.
It's already recording. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is March the 14th, and it is 10:06. I'm Oliver Mujica. I'm the planning manager and chair of the meeting. If we could do introductions, please.
Mahmoud Kodur, Public Works Traffic.
Tim Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Adam Oaks, Water Department Environmental Control.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Gabriela Sosa, Planning Intern.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary for DERC.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Lane Quaid, Land Development Division.
Mike Smaller, Building Division.
Thank you. So, do you have your question?
Yes.
Elizabeth, will you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yes, item number one is Conditional Use Permit 16-24. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a religious facility within an existing theater building, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing approximately 15,340 square feet. The property is located at 708 North Mount Vernon Avenue within the Paseo Las Placitas specific plan. The categorical exemption is exempt pursuant to section 15301 existing facilities of CEQA. There is no recommendation. This is just a preliminary review. No action is required. This is just for the applicant to receive any comments that you have and also answer any questions for the applicant.
Thank you, Elizabeth. So you've met with them. I know that building and fire met with them.
Yes,
a while back. And there was a request for to see how they were going to make the modifications to address the building and fire codes. Do you know whether or not that's been?
That's correct. We did provide some of the information to Mike Zavala regarding some of the engineering requirements, and he did provide some feedback regarding what corrections needed to be made to the building.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else to add?
I did provide the applicant right now with the San Bernardino County Fire standards in terms of the development of the site.
Okay.
So they do have that available.
Thank you. For the benefit of the group, this is as you note on the agenda, there's no action required or requested at this time. What we simply wanted to do was to see if there were any comments or concerns or suggestions that we might make to the applicant before they proceed, make whatever necessary changes need to be made prior to coming back for formal processing. Any question, Gracie? Or you wanted to go first?
Whichever, I just have comments.
Okay. Well, let's start with you, Grace. Come on.
Okay. So I know fire
distributed their comments, but as far as from solid waste, the trash collection, we need a minimum 16-foot drive aisle for the trucks. And if they do access off of Mount Vernon and then exit into the alley, you'd need to provide a minimum 43-foot truck turn radius, because it's a 32-foot length truck. But I have comments here. If they issue or access just the alley, let's say use the alley to get to the trash can, it's not a problem. However, the wires in the alley coming off of 7th Street are pretty low, so they need at least a 14-foot vertical clearance. So the cable and electric wires from that house right adjacent to it on 7th, they need to be raised. Other than that, the location for the enclosure is acceptable. Our standard I've provided for you is standard 508. It's an 8x15 enclosure. You also need to work with the building division to modify it for ADA access, but that's in addition to the 8x15 interior dimensions for the enclosure. Those are the main comments, and we provided the rest of our comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Have you been able to go over that with the applicant speaker, or you can do that afterwards?
Yes,
okay.
I can be with
thank you. Lane, would you like to go next, please?
Yeah, I just have a copy of our preliminary conditions for land development and also for public works, the street improvements. Just keep in mind when we do get the formal submittal that it may change a little bit, but these are our basic requirements.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, Michael, you're up.
Okay. Representative of the building division, you know you're going to go through a formal plan review. Formal meaning that the documentation that needs to be provided is per the building code. And you can check in the administrative code, chapter 1, what the requirements for a submittal. You are entering a assembly occupancy, which is very restrictive. So you have a big task on hand to fulfill the requirements. Chapter 7 of the California Building Code refers to fire requirements, fire protection. So I want you to take a strong look at that due to the assembly occupancy that you are requesting. Also, Lane touched on the ADA requirements. You are not exempt, and in the building code, chapter 11, you will be under chapter 11B. Okay, chapter 11B is commercial and industrial. You are not residential. Chapter A is residential. In you looking at the ADA, there is not such a thing as grandfather. So I want to make that very plain. Nothing can be grandfathered in. You are going to meet today's standards for the ADA requirements. That's it.
Is this going to be on the final?
Yes.
Mahmoud?
It's an existing building. I don't think we need any traffic study for that.
Ted, anything for water?
Yeah, so it's an existing building, and it looks like it already has service to it. Pursuant to what comes out of the building department requirements, you'll probably end up, I'm not sure if it has, it does not appear, at least by my record, to look like it has fire sprinklers to it, so you might have to end up adding fire sprinklers depending on the type of use. Again, fire department and building will dictate that. You can apply for put an application in with us to find out what the cost would be for a fire service to be installed if you do need one. And the other thing I was going to mention is I didn't have this information provided to me for the review. Are you adding square footage to the project?
No.
To the building? It's all existing.
It's all existing.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. No other comments then. I'm going to pass these to the planner. This is our requirements, and she'll have a copy for you,
you.
After the meeting.
Thank you, Ted. Adam, do you have anything for us?
Will there be any form of food preparation as far as a kitchen involved?
No.
No. Won't be serving any food, continental type thing? No. No other questions for me?
Thank you, Adam.
It's a warm-up kitchen. Do you need to know that?
Well,
with no cooking, no food.
No cooking. We have a stove, washing plates, dishes.
No.
That's everything. Just microwave and oven.
Just to warm up. Microwave oven is warm up too.
I'm going to provide you a permit application if you can fill it out, just to let us know how many drainage fixture units are there, and then we can go from there.
Can I clarify something right there? If there is a kitchen, and if it is existing, then you're going to need some means of separation from what you put down the drains, and that's what the gentleman's referring to. The water department in our city is more restrictive for all the grease separators than the California Plumbing Code. So I really strongly suggest that if you are going in that direction, you contact the water department, because their requirement is 750-gallon grease interceptor. Okay, the California Building Code is less. California Plumbing Code, excuse me. All right, so please, information is free at this time. Contact the water. Thank you.
Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
I have a question.
What do you want to do?
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. My name is Mustafa Badawi. I'm just an licensed architect. I was asked to review the plans. And I've just been asked a couple of days ago to review the plans real quick. So,
okay.
But I have a question for curiosity. For the fire department, now I understand that you need the truck to go in and exit from the other side, and that's where you require the alley size and radius. And also because we have about 150 feet length, so the fire truck cannot back up. If we were going to divide this to a parking lot where the fire truck only going to have to access it to, let's say, 100 feet in or less, so it can back up, do we still have to comply with any radius or any aisle width if it becomes a parking lot?
We did have an on-site meeting. This was several months ago when the application first came in, or maybe prior to the application. Recognizing that that building's been there a while, there's a lot of items that don't meet today's standards, alley width and those kinds of things. And so kind of the purpose of this process here, why I said no action at this time, was we want to be able to provide as much information as we can based on the information that we have to you, so you can make whatever changes that you're able to, to the property of the building. We recognize that there are going to be some fixed items, the building's existing, the alley's a certain width, and those kind of things. We can't change those things. And so what our intent here was to, rather than maybe what some jurisdictions will do, they'll just approve the CUP, conditional use permit, and send you on your way, and then you try to figure out how it's going to work.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you might have experienced that one or two times. What we'd like to do, especially when it involves a rehab of an existing building, is we'd like to meet with the applicant along with fire and building and safety, so we could say, okay, feasibly, is this something that can work? Can we make it fit? So when we went on our site inspection, as an example, when we went inside the building, there's the slope floors. I mean, it used to be a movie theater.
Yes.
By today's standards, you can't have the slopes, certain requirements now, and those kinds of things. And so as we sat there, or stood there, I should say, and looked inside, looked around, it's like, well, okay, this has to happen, boom, boom, boom. And are you guys aware of that? So you're new to this, and I mean, I think we'd be willing to do that again for your benefit. And then the goal would be, maybe prior to proceeding and coming back here, is maybe you do some, provide some conceptuals. And I think Elizabeth said that there was some things that were provided before as to what the intent was to comply with building and fire department. I don't know if that's changed. I don't know if you've looked at those plans.
Only looked at the plans that you've seen.
And so maybe as a suggestion, we can have that follow-up meeting. You know, our goal is for all projects to be successful and to, you know, at the same time not be overburdening to the applicants and complying or what needs to be done. And there have been some cases in the past where it's just like at the end of the day, it's just been too many factors, you know, too many changes that it just made better sense to tear down the building and start fresh or make greater modifications to meet those things. And those, again, become a business decision or a decision that the applicants, you know, need to make. So our goal is to provide you with as much information up front, like Mike says, this is, you know, a free consultation, you know, kind of thing, where now we're looking to partner with you to make this project a success. So when we go to the Planning Commission, if we eventually go to the Planning Commission, we're able to make a solid recommendation and supportive. And at the end of the day, when you get that, when you stop seeing us, be the planning department, and you start seeing this guy at Building and Safety, now it goes smooth because you already know what they're going to expect, and Building and Safety and Fire already know what your intent is.
Which is highly appreciated.
So the goal again is just to kind of get all the formalities out of the way, and so when we move forward, it goes smoothly. We don't want you to be in plan check for 10, 12 months. You know, that's not the goal, and that's happened. I've seen that happen in other locations because, you know, if somebody would have just told us this was going to happen, you know, it was going to be like this, it would have maybe gone a different way. And so that's kind of, so I would suggest maybe you stay in contact with Elizabeth. She can arrange that meeting with those that need to be involved. Maybe it'll give you an opportunity to maybe review and discuss with the applicants, your clients, what their intent is. Elizabeth indicated that there was something that was submitted by the previous architect in terms of calculations or whatever,
yes.
Concepts, structural
yes.
Concepts.
Structural calculations.
Maybe you want to look over those, and maybe you have some insight as to how you may want to change or modify, or maybe you may believe that they're okay as well, and then we can go from there.
Just what I appreciate, by the way, all of this, and I just trying to make a recommendation for the client here, and that's why I asked these questions, just to see if there's a way we can tweak the design just a little bit or get a new approach in here, and that's why I asked the question. I have another question in terms of, so I should relay all information to Elizabeth in regards of different approaches.
Yeah, and if you want to make any modifications, whether to the site or how you want, what improvements you want to make to the existing building and how, I mean, we're still in the early stages, you know. So nothing's been formalized or finalized yet, kind of a thing. And so we're still in that exploratory phase where yes, if you have alternative solutions, by all means, those are welcome. And we're amenable to that. I think Michael from Building wanted to share something else.
In dealing with fire in a previous jurisdiction, there was the fire marshal. So what we have to do here is, I gave you Chapter 7 of the California Building Code. The California Building Code is the premise of the fire code. And so in looking at that, Chapter 7 deals with fire protection. I strongly suggest that you look at the sprinkler situation that you have, because with an active approved sprinkler system, it shortens the length of egress. It shortens in firefighting. In an ideal situation, every fire department wants to get around the building, and it's not in any code book, but the fire department sets up 35 feet away from any flame. It's for their protection, all right? And then when you start looking into your fire system, okay, you're gonna be needing and contacting the water department for a fire flow test. And I strongly suggest that you listen to this one item, because a fire flow test in the industry is only good for 6 months. In the industry, because it changes. And understand, when you do your fire flow test, that It has to be within 6 months of that. You will not find that in any code book. So please make a note. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. With that, unless there's any other comments or questions, again, there's no action required on this one, or requested, I should say. So thank you, everyone, for the input. Next item is item number two. Is there someone here for conditional use permit 1728? I don't see in the audience. Item number two is conditional use permit 1728. It's a request to allow an ABC Type 21 license within an existing market. There are no physical improvements. There's an existing market there. They did have an ABC license there before. The new owner of the property was not able to secure the existing ABC license, and so he has to bring in a new one to that location, and so that's the purpose of that item. Our recommendation is to move. It's at 2715 West Foothill Boulevard. It's in the general commercial zone, and our recommendation would be to move it to the Planning Commission. Again, there's no physical improvements or development. It's just simply a license type of item. And unless there's any questions or comments, I'd like to entertain a motion to move that to the meeting in April, I believe.
So moved.
Second?
Yes. Second. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Did you ask?
No,
can you move to? Okay. Gabby, would you introduce item number three, please?
The first item number three is extension of time 18-01, a request to allow a 1-year extension of time for subdivision 04-23 for tentative tract map 17-17-0. Involving the subdivision of a property containing approximately 16 acres into 30 separate parcels, 27 single-family residential lots, and 3 open space lettered lots. The project is located on the northeast corner of West Flora Boulevard and North Macy Street on the residential medium, residential suburban, and commercial general zones. There is a previous environmental determination pursuant to Section 1516(2) of the California Environmental Quality Act, and the recommendation is to move to Planning Commission.
Do you recall which extension is this? Is this their third now?
Yes.
Okay, so this would be their last one. Okay. Is there any comments on this one? Extension of time for the map?
No comment.
Gracie, would you have a crash for
us? No comments.
No comments. With that, our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. Again, it would be April, I don't remember, is it the 10th? Is that what that?
10th or
11th? 11th. 11th? Okay. With that, if I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second, Michael?
Yes.
Second. Thank you. And with that, thank you very much. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number four, please?
Sir, item number four is pre-application 18-04, request to allow the installation of a mineral storage building containing approximately 3,850 square feet, along with construction of the required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.29 acres. This parcel is located at 662 East Central Avenue within the Industrial Light IL zone. As this is a pre-application, this is just preliminary review, so we're just gathering comments and conditions today. No action is required.
Thank you.
I do have a few comments. I've put together some planning comments for the project. The project itself doesn't meet the city standards on a number of issues, so we have landscaping, parking, setbacks. I believe the fire department put together their, actually I have the fire department's comments, so they've put those together, but depending on the location of the nearest fire hydrant, the location of the building may not work for the fire department either. So there are a number of issues. I do have some red line plans and planning comments put together for you, as well as the fire department conditions. And I've also printed out a traffic study scoping form, which will need to be submitted with the formal application at the time that we get that. I think the big issue with the building on the site is the size and the location just doesn't really work for the site. So I think the building itself, the dimensions need to be reconfigured to work on the site a little bit better. But from there, I'll let everyone else say more.
Thank you, Chantal.
Yeah.
Gracie, would you like to start us off again since you started the weekend?
As far as for now, the proposed location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable. And I'll provide you our standard plan 508, which is an 8x15 enclosure, interior dimensions. And you'll work with the building division to modify it for ADA access in addition to the 8x15. And if it's gated, looks like you just need to provide a key or code to the refuse driver or the access on the day of service. That's all.
Thank you, Gracie. Mike, anything for us? Line development?
Yeah, I just have a copy of our preliminary conditions for the project, and I also worked with Public Works to get their preliminary conditions for the street work. So I'll give those to Chantal.
Thank you, Mike. Michael?
You're going to be entering a formal submittal. One of the major problems with a engineered metal building is who's responsible for the footings, okay? That's always been a controversy in plan review. So I'd be glad to meet with you, and we can go over the structure itself, and we can figure out a way to expedite this through plan review. And information, again, like I say, is free, and one conversation may save you a week. So building division is always open. With the gates in the front with the fire department, they probably will ask you to get a Knox box with a key to enter in. So that is one thing if you're securing it. Always remember that even if you're storing in a structure, you are making it two stories. So keep that in mind, that if you enter a different floor, you enter more footage. So please keep that in mind. And again, I say I do not know what you're going to put into the structure, but look at Chapter 7 for fire protection, California building. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
No move.
Traffic?
Just the scoping form that Chantel has mentioned already. The question for me, are you expecting any trucks, big trucks, to come into the storage area?
It's
good
for the warehouse and parking trucks.
I mean, are we talking about trucks, trailer, or just a small trucks? That,
it's a small truck.
Okay. Public Works, I'm sure they will be working with you on the driveway, but just to make sure if a truck comes in, there's an area to turn around. Otherwise, the truck kind of, you know, reverse back to the street.
Thank you. Ted, anything from Water, please?
So it would just be new services from us for your building and a sewer connection. Both those applications are available online, or you can reach out to the water department for a copy of those applications.
Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome.
Adam, anything for us?
Yeah, I'm just going to provide you a standard permit application. If you could fill it out and return it for us so that we can gather some more information on the business itself, depending on if we need any pre-treatment device. Is it going to be used just for storage of items, no processes or manufacturing of any sort?
No.
No, okay. I'll still provide you the permit application. If you can fill it out and return it to us, that would be great.
Thank you, Adam. Do you have any questions of the committee?
No.
At this time? Anyone else anything to add? There are no action required on this one, so thank you very much on item number 4. Good morning.
Good morning.
Item number five.
Yes, please, Chantal.
Is pre-application 18-05, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an apartment condominium complex containing approximately 28 units, along with the required construction of the required on and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 2.37 acres. The parcel is located on the west side of North Sterling Avenue, a little bit north of Linwood, and a bit south of Marshall. Located within the residential medium zone, which does allow for multifamily developments such as this. Today, again, it's a pre-application, so preliminary review, comments and conditions, but no action required.
Okay. Anything else to add, Chantal?
I think the only major concern that I had was the access on what is basically the west and south side of the property. It seems like that's being constructed to be shared access, and so when we get the formal submittal, we'd just like to see a reciprocal access agreement. Everything else looks pretty good.
Okay. Thank you. Gracie,
are you ready for us?
My comments include the drive aisle width, but as Chantal mentioned, because the trucks need at least 16 feet, but if it's shared, then it's not a problem. But the locations that you've placed for the refuse enclosures are acceptable. You'll build our standard, as I've mentioned to others, the 508, 8x15 enclosures, and then work with building to modify for ADA access. And it appears on the site plan that there's enough buffer. We just want to make sure the adjacent parking stalls are buffered with at least, I think it's a minimum 3 foot landscape buffer.
Yeah, so the doors aren't swinging out into your park stalls.
But other than that, that's all.
Thank you, Gracie. Lane, anything for us? Lane Development?
I just have a copy of our preliminary comment for the project. Again, did work with Club of Works and have their preliminary comments, and we will, if you do a formal submittal, we'll do our final comments. May change a little bit, but probably not much.
Thank you, Lane. Michael?
Yes, well, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming here and proposing your project to the city of San Mateo. I had great fortune, I drove by it, all right? So, again, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing your submittal. You have some challenges, as we all see, when you build multifamily dwellings, and because of the fire condition, fire separation. The building division is open for any suggestions and clarification on the code that you may need. I really feel strongly that you come in and speak to us, because interpretations, I guarantee, will be needed with ADA and fire protection. So the door's open.
Thank you.
And again, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad. No traffic study needed for this.
I do have the scoping form in their packet as well.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, anything for us, please?
So this is actually East Valley Water District service area, so you'll need to contact them for both water and sewer services to serve the facility. Understand that East Valley Water District at this time does not have their own treatment plant. All of their wastewater flows come to San Bernardino, because we own and operate the water reclamation facility. So there are still sewer capacity fees for the project that would be due. So at the time that you're ready, prior to receiving building permit, you'll need to submit your final plans to us that are approved from the city, and we would assess what the sewer capacity fees are, and those would be due to us. Any of your connection fees or for your new water services would be through East Valley Water District. Okay, and that's basically summarized on a copy of the standard requirements and I'll pass these down also.
Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome.
Adam, do you have anything for us?
No comments.
Do you have a kitchen?
Excuse me.
I do have, I know this is probably silly to ask, but just because it's not shown on the site plan, but there will be access off of Sterling, right? The
yeah, there's two
both,
driveways.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You're right, it was silly.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions, any of the committee members?
Well, we haven't been able to get a hold of the adjacent property owners. I know we have to have a reciprocal license agreement. So that's our biggest hurdle, is getting that thing figured out. The next step, I guess, would be to go to, is make a formal submittal for a planning commission.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yes, that's correct. I did have one other question. So for a development like this, normally there's sort of like a queuing line or something like that to get into the property, and the gate is usually set back somewhat with maybe a key code or something like that. If you could just make sure that you add that onto the formal submittal detail as well.
The same thing with the site drainage and the sewer and all that stuff, that there's a way that we can share that with the neighbor, and
okay.
I'm sure we could tie that in.
Okay, potentially. We just need to see that with the reciprocal agreements
yeah.
as well. Yeah.
The dimension that Chantal is referring to is the setback to get the fire engine out of the street, and I think it's 35 feet. All
yeah.
right, so you may want to check the California Fire Code, correct?
What was that?
Check the California Fire Code for that dimension.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't. Thank you.
With that, there's no action required on this one, so it looks like we're finished for the day. So with that, I'd like to adjourn this meeting. It is 10:42. Thank you, and we'll see you on the 28th.
Thank you.
We'll be
seeing
you later.
Okay.
Thank you.